Hello, everyone. Well, it's December, and apropos of this month, I thought it would be great to talk about the dark of the year and how to come into greater resonance with it. I want to look at this from three different vantage points. One, looking at our relationship with earth cycles and rhythms. Next, looking at astrology, particularly Saturn, to understand the alchemical healing and strengthening that planet invites. And lastly, looking at how we can counterbalance the reduction of sunlight by awakening light centers and energy centers in our body and chakra system. So we'll begin with this earth connection piece. There's a big truth here to begin with, and that is that we live in an earth-separated culture. At this point in our history and civilization, we've developed many facilities that serve to separate us from our relationship with earth. And they are very commonplace and part of our life day to day. We have electricity. We have dwellings that we can heat and cool without any effort whatsoever. We just pay a bill to do so. We can buy our food at the grocery store, at the supermarket. We do not have to hunt and gather and grow food unless we want to. We've paved the earth. We don't have to walk on the earth. We can drive on the earth. All of these things, just to name a few, that we live with day to day, keeps us from our natural connection with the earth. Our first chakra affirms that we are animals, that we are oriented to the earth through our bodies. And through our need to survive and thrive on the earth. When this consciousness is dominant and prominent in us, we have a natural affinity to earth. We have a natural bond to earth, and we have, in many ways, more peace, even though life can be more directly challenging. Without these ways of bonding to the earth, and coming into resonance with earth cycles, we have a deficit. It's a consciousness deficit, and it is an energetic deficit. Cultures or families or communities that are actively, directly engaged with survival through hunting, through growing food, through fishing, through gathering food, through building their own dwellings, finding ways to heat their own homes, etc., have an advantage over us. And so we want to cultivate a way to strengthen our bond with the earth. We desperately need to do that. So here's a practice that you can start. If you don't do it already, that's really important. That helps to replace what's been taken from us. And it's not about survival, and it's not about that kind of exertion of energy and intention. It's a simple practice of connecting with the natural environment around you. Day to day or week to week, take yourself out to a place near your home, or maybe hours from your home, where you can be in a natural, unencumbered environment. That you are outdoors, that you can observe nature, you can interact, you can regularly track what is happening on earth, what's happening with the animal life. What's happening in the sky? Watching the sky at night, watching the sky during the day, watching the arc of the sun as it changes week by week, month to month. All of these things bring your body into relationship with the rhythms of the earth. It may not translate at a consciousness level at first to you. It just may be something that brings you pleasure or peace. But over time, your body will begin to have a sense of embodying these rhythms. You will think of a time of year in relationship to what animals are doing, what plants are budding, what plants are dying, what the sunlight looks like at a certain time of day, what the setting sun looks like, when the sun sets, when the sun rises. All of this begins to be embodied. And you begin then to have a different pacing, or can have a different pacing of your life activity and experience. Now, if you can take on this practice, it really pays off as you approach this time of year. The summer is easy for most people to enjoy. Likewise, so is the spring, because we're drawn outward and we're drawn into more activity. It's very pleasant to be outside. It is an expanding time. There's lots of light. Toward fall, then, past harvest time, there is a slowing and a contracting that begins to happen at an earth level. You see it in the plants. There's a dying back. Plants are going to seed. Trees are going dormant. That's a very powerful experience that translates into ours. Sometimes people are more in touch with their sense of loss during this time. Certainly, they can feel more drawn inward. If you haven't cultivated over time a relationship to this rhythm, that drawing inward can feel very foreign to you, even to the point of feeling depressed. You can feel depressed over that. You can feel that you're shutting down. If you are more in rhythm with Earth cycles, you see that there's still life force present in the Earth. It's just that it's more hidden. It's more in the dark. And that's our invitation to become more inward and become connected to the dark. The dark in us can be that which we have not focused on. It could be what's flowing through our unconscious. It can be emotional experience we haven't fully faced. It can be a sense of deep creativity opening up. There's a lot here to attune to. But first, we have to feel comfortable with that surrender to this rhythm. So that's my invitation to you, is find a way to become comfortable with surrendering to this rhythm of going inward and slowing down. If you haven't been connecting to the earth on a regular basis throughout this year, you can speed it up now by spending time outside, by really sensing through smell and through touch and through sight and through listening what's happening in the earth. You can observe the plants. You can look at the activity of the animals. You can really begin to watch that and become interested in that. And that will help facilitate this, even at this late date. So I'll leave you with that. And this dovetails very beautifully with the piece about Saturn. At the solstice, the sun moves from Sagittarius into Capricorn, and Saturn is the ruler of Capricorn. Saturn is a contracting energy, and I know contraction isn't the most inviting word. You can think of it as a slowing and a time for consolidation. What Saturn tells us to do, or reminds us to do, is to let go of what is completed. to let go of the extraneous. What is no longer needed to pay attention to. It's not serving the priorities that we have now. We can let go of losses. We can come into the present. So this coming into the present of what is needed now, what we can let go of, begins this natural process of gathering in energy and being more receptive. We begin to draw our energy back to the core. And this coming back to the core is an act of consolidation. Consolidation, according to Saturn, is coming back to our most potent and true form. Coming back to this essence of who we are. So ruminate on that. See how that feels to you. Coming back to the essence of who we are. A wonderful metaphor for this is the seed. Through this whole cycle of the year, the plants have developed. There's been harvest. There's been fruit. There's been all of this growth. And then in the fall, when the production of seeds happens, as the plant dies, the seeds fall to the earth. And the seeds go underground, the lucky ones. And underground, those seeds are carrying the essence of the next cycle, the essence of that plant or that bush or that fruit. So in that seed is the essence of that living being. It's the most potent version. And underground, it's gathering energy. It's gathering nourishment in the dark. And through that alchemical process, it reaches a point of maturity. And at that point, the seed opens and begins the cycle of production again. This is a wonderful metaphor for us to use during this time and to accept during this time. So allow yourself to come inward and focus on your potency and gathering in your energy and letting yourself build through nourishment and concentration of energy until you are ready to open again. After the first of the year, maybe as late as spring, maybe sometime earlier, you never know, do you? All seeds open at different times. Now, our chakras are responding to the times when abundance of sunlight is present and also when sunlight reduces. We have a chakra, the thymus chakra, whose job it is to receive and utilize light. Sunlight, artificial light, and light that comes from our crown chakra, and light that comes from our own consciousness as we meditate, as we develop spiritually. That thymus is processing that light, and that is a very important function in our consciousness and our body. This time of year, for some people, the thymus can feel weak. It may not be strong throughout the year, and then as the dark hits, the weakness is very much exposed. So during this time, it's important to strengthen the thymus chakra. This chakra is located a third of the way down from the top of the sternum. Okay? So one way to activate this chakra is to focus at the center of your crown chakra. The crown chakra center is anywhere from 6 to 12, 14 inches above the top of the head. If you haven't learned to focus there, now's a good time to start. And You'll know that you're at the center because you'll feel a sense of your body being elongated. You'll feel your spine lift. You may even feel yourself begin to sway. And that's a sign that you're at the center of your crown. If you're lower, you will feel pressure on the top of your head. So you want to focus in that area that represents the center of the crown. When you focus there, and I don't mean you have to think anything, but just put your attention there, what begins to happen is an activation of the crown. And an activation of the crown will create this radiant light that will penetrate through your energy field and into your chakras. And the thymus will awaken because the thymus will receive and begin to utilize that light. You will feel your mood begin to change, either during or after that little meditation. Once you sit there for maybe 5 minutes, you can let go of your focus, get a little grounded, walk around your house, let your body become your center. Don't worry about the crown anymore. And you will feel that uplifting energy. You can do that easily every other day. Okay? And you'll benefit from it. And so will your immune system, because that light will translate into your energy and that will create stronger vitality and a sense of greater ease. The other thing you can do to activate the thymus chakra is to focus in the center of your chakra. And the center of the thymus is in the center of your body. So again, you go a third of the way down the sternum, you know the thymus chakra area, and then you focus inside your body. It will be in front of your spine. And when you focus there, you'll feel a little warmth, you'll feel a little activation, and then you can intend that the front of this chakra open and the back of this chakra open. And so you'll feel an expansion in your upper chest and in your upper back. You'll be able to breathe more deeply and you will feel that sense of almost being in sunlight. You know how the body relaxes and opens in that area. So that's something you can do. You can go to the center of the thymus and intend that a white gold flame be placed right at that center. And that will warm that chakra and wake it up. The stimulation of the thymus, the awakening of the thymus, really speaks to this inner illumination that is also part of the dark of the year. Again, if you follow the threads of what we've been talking about, as you come back into yourself, as you let yourself quiet down and slow down and come into the core of your being, all of this consciousness is there to awaken. And we can look through inner eyes at our experience. And activating the thymus will facilitate the sense of transformation that begins to happen through that inner looking and through shedding the year and opening to the birth energy. So, I hope this has given you some touchstones to connect with during this very potent and powerful dark of the year. I send you many blessings. Bye for now.